Osakis Botanical Garden, taking the 454 Peak, North White Plains, track 102A. All right, let's walk in here. This is our wonderful, fantastic, stupendous Grand Central. It's magnificent. I love it. No smoking. Here, actually I saw, what was that, Tommy the Train? I don't know, I can't remember right now. He did a Haupt Conservatory. How cool is cool? Enid A. Haupt, so the visitors may enjoy the beauty of the plants and flowers so that they may learn and understand how different climates produce such as a wide variety of living plants. Oh, these are Thai elephants. Thailand's northern mountains are home of a population of Asian elephants, commonly called the elephants. I'm going to do a freeze frame on this. Asian corsage orchid. Sky lantern. Traditionally, light the skies with lantern.
Mosquito Deer Valley. But we spent one night.
Okay, so I have all my boots.
These orcas can be found in habitats as diverse as woodlands, bogs, grasslands, and mountain meadows. I'm going to have it in Spanish.
I'm going to do it in Spanish?
You do it in Spanish?
Sí, porque no. Estas orquídeas pueden ser encontradas en hábitat tan diverso como bosques, pantanos, pastizales y praderas.
Wow. Gracias. I want you to know how good my Spanish understanding is. I'm very comprendo en grande. This means these orchids can be found in habitats as diverse as woodlands, bogs, grasslands, and mountain meadows. How's my translation?
Bueno.
Magnifico. Okay, thank you very much.
Actually, I live in Westchester.
Okay, I know that place.
I just picked up a magazine yesterday.
Yes?
Which I want to show you.
It's I'm going to video
Spanish.
You. I'm videoing this, but
it's
okay. But I didn't put you on. But go on.
It's up to you. Interesting, because the magazine has one column in Spanish.
Yes.
And the exact translation in English. And it's all simple Spanish.
Yes,
so I was going to use it to study each page, which I've been doing.
Oh, it's a great thing. I tell you, I produced a soap opera a long time ago. It was called Love of Life. Okay, it was on CBS. And I remember getting letters from Spanish people and other ethnic, well, Spanish. I remember one particular letter, how she learned English through the soap opera on television, right?
Oh, I think that you've probably done that. That's many people have learned it from soap operas.
Right.
Because.
And our goal every year is to make the orchid show more beautiful than every other major orchid show New York has ever had. And of course, we are the only ones who have major orchid shows in New York, so every year we try to outdo ourselves, which is getting kind of exhausting to tell the truth after 15 years. But so we pick a cultural theme. And this year we picked the theme of Thailand to inspire our design for the orchid show. And we picked Thailand because my colleague Karen Daubman knows quite a bit about Thai culture and Thai gardens. And we picked Thailand because Thailand seems like an incredibly cheerful and positive place. It turns out Thailand is also one of the greatest, if not actually is the greatest producer of orchids in the world. And it also turns out that Thailand's Thai gardens and Thai culture are enormously generous. So you'll see on either side of Thairagarden here, spirit houses, which are traditional kind of Thai touch. And we knew that we'd hit a nerve when on the very first day of the exhibition, our spirit houses were runneth over with offerings from visitors. People have responded to this exhibition, which has been great fun. So the Orchid Show is about beauty and it is about warmth, but it's also about highlighting the work of our scientists and the work of the organization beyond the Bronx. Almost everybody who I tell I work at the garden says, oh, what a beautiful, wonderful place. It must be great to work there. And it is true. But most people who I tell I work at the garden don't realize that the garden's reach is truly global, is truly international. One of the ways that our reach is global is that we are a rescue center for what is called the Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species of Flora and Fauna. Can you all say that three or four times fast? So we call that CITES. And as a CITES rescue center, we accept every year, or maybe more times, multiple times in 1 year, shipments of plants that have been seized at American borders. And often, always, these plants are endangered or rare, and often they are orchids. So over the years, the decades since we've been a CITES rescue center, we've been able to rescue these orchids that were headed towards ports or places unknown. And of course, our scientists document the plants of the world, and it's only in documenting the plants of the world that you can preserve and protect them. So in addition to all the beauty that we generate in the Orchid Show, as an institution, we are also committed to making the entire world more beautiful, healthier, and more biodiverse. So before I conclude, I wanted to thank the horticulture staff who worked very hard to put together this and all of our exhibitions. There's Francisca Coelho, where's Fran? Fran is hired, yes. So Fran is the queen of the conservatory, and this is her 15th orchid show. And with Fran are Mark Hachidorian, who is the director of the Mullen Greenhouses, and our orchid curator. Karen Dobman, who is the Associate Vice President for Exhibitions, and Christian Primo, who could not attend because he just had his first child last week, a child who I believe he named Orchid Show Thailand, which is a great name. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for your support of the garden, and please enjoy the exhibition for the rest of the evening.
Daily offering. Spirit houses usually have small platform in front laden daily with offerings to the guardian spirits to keep them in a giving mood and ensure good fortune. Typical offerings include flowers, fruit, incense, and candles placed in decorative ceramic arena on a brass dishes. Okay? And brass dishes, sorry. Strawberry soda is popular, really. Perhaps because red is a lucky color, the straw is provided for the spirits and convenience. Human and animal figurines are placed in the house to cater to the spirits' every need. Dancers provide entertainment while elephants serve the transportation. It's not enough. If I'm going for it, I'm gonna take the whole table and the other side too. I've been thinking, haven't you? You read my mind? God almighty. Gorgeous, huh?
It's so good.
Yeah.